And of course, it always happens, you know, when you're up for singing, you're up to speak. So I may hack, I may have to take a drink. Please bear with me. I hope it does not distract from the message that I'm trying to bring to you. Okay, so I'm gonna go about talking about the life of Christ. I'm gonna give you the eulogy of Jesus Christ through an analogy with my career. So I've been in the Army for about 14 years, and it has its own culture, has its own traditions and interesting things. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a small piece of that culture that I've been institutionalized into, and I want to draw it out and apply it to Jesus. There we go. So the title of my eulogy this morning is, Why Did Jesus Carry His Own Cross? Why did he carry his own cross? We know that he did. We know that it was commonplace back then for those sentenced to death by crucifixion. The Romans would force them to carry their cross. It was all part of the intimidation and the humiliation inflicted by crucifixion. So why did he do it? You know, he did have some choices here. And one other disclaimer before I get started is sometimes, especially here in America, we tend to glamorize war, right? When humans kill other humans over resources and power, there is nothing glamorous about it at all. So I'm gonna talk about some things today, and so I don't want you to think that I'm trying to glamorize it, because I'm definitely not. I'm definitely not. However, despite the deplorable nature of war, it can bring out some of the greatest qualities inside of human beings. Really, qualities that mirror the characteristics of our God. We all know Christ's famous saying, greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for his friends. You know, and that might be the most noble characteristic that war can bring out inside of humans, but there are also some deep lessons of leadership that we can pull from it. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. Okay. Raise your hand if you know where this is or you know what this is. I'm just genuinely curious. Nobody. Okay. So this is at Fort Benning, Georgia. This guy's name is Iron Mike. It's a giant statue. I have no idea how tall it is, but I don't even come up to the base of the statue. So it's, you know, you're... around too much. So you're looking up at this guy. He's huge. He is right in front of the United States Army Infantry Museum. And he embodies the U.S. Army infantryman. That's what he's you know, whenever you walk up to the museum, it's the first thing you see, and there's this plaque. And there's also this phrase below it, and really all over the place at the Army's infantry school. And the phrase is, follow me. And it's really institutionalized into every trainee that goes through Fort Benning or, you know, Army officers around the nation. This idea, this phrase of follow me. It's the U.S. Army Infantry's motto. If you go to their schoolhouse where they train all the infantry officers, you'll see a patch they wear. And it's a shield with a bayonet, and it says follow me on it. So it's everywhere. It's all over the place. Whenever we do physical training, you know, working out together, there's normally a large group of us, and there'll be a guy out front, there'll be a leader, and there'll be the masses all spread out ready to work out. And, you know, the guy in front will say, like, the push-up, or whatever the exercise is. And then everyone else repeats back, the push-up. And then the leader says, follow me. And everyone says, lead the way. So it's a call and response, like, follow me, lead the way. And then he starts doing push-ups, and you start doing push-ups with him, or whatever the exercise is. Many of you can probably already see where I'm going to go with this. So I'm not trying to hide the ball from you, but we're gonna take a bit in getting there, because I'm going to walk you through some things. So why did Jesus carry his own cross? Once again, so let's just put a pin in Iron Mike and the Army Infantry School and all that stuff and just put it in the back of your mind. We'll come back to that in just a second. Why did he carry his own cross? So, this scene is Jesus carrying his cross. He's mentally, emotionally, maybe spiritually, certainly physically exhausted. What's depicted up here? This is a broken human body, period. This is a crushed human body. He's had no food since the Last Supper, I assume. No sleep since who knows when. We know he didn't sleep the night before. No, he was sweating blood. He was so emotionally distraught. We know that he'd been beaten and scourged. Once again, this is just a crushed human body. And yet, the Romans said carry the cross, and so to our knowledge, Jesus didn't say no. He didn't complain. He just picked the cross up and started to carry it. He would have been crucified regardless, whether he carried his own cross or not. God's plan would have been fulfilled, and it would have made his death, maybe a little less painful, at least leading up to it. He could have refused. I don't know about you, but I think my pride may have gotten in the way. And I would have said, there's no way. You guys can keep beating me. There's no way I'm going to pick up the instrument of my own murder and carry it for you. You're going to do it. You can beat me all you want. Hey, maybe I'll die now, and then I won't have to be crucified. That's how my human mind works, at least. Or on the way to the cross, he could have given up. He could have just quit. We know that he had to have help. But, all the evidence seems to point to the fact that he willingly carried that cross until his body, not his will, gave out. It's another assumption of mine. He carried it until he just physically couldn't anymore. And then the Romans called someone out to help him. So why did he do it? Let's go back to the statue now. Did we get there? Did it move? No, it didn't move. Okay. There we go. We're going to go back to Iron Mike. And I want to point some things out to you. I want to talk about I was going to talk about leadership for a second, specifically this guy. So just look at the statue. Point out a few things to you. There's so much meaning in this one statue if you know what to look for. So let me guide you through it. First of all, it's a representation of discipline. Look at his uniform, right? This guy is representing the standard for the uniform. Look at his boots. His boots are bloused. I mean, his pants are tucked in. His bootlaces, it may seem trivial to you, but it's not. His bootlaces are tucked in. He doesn't have straps hanging all out, look at his entrenchment tool that's right here on his hip, the big shovel. You see the cover over the tool? It's snapped and cinched and tight shut. It's not just flapping around. Look at his ammunition bandolier. Look at his utility belt. All of his pouches are fastened tight and buttoned down. His chin strap on his helmet is tightened. It's on. This guy's doing everything in accordance with regulation. His uniform looks good, and that's a big deal in my world, at least. It's the bedrock of discipline. It's the foundation of discipline. He's showing what right looks like, in other words, by his physical appearance. Second thing, he's prepared. Just look at his equipment. Number one, he has everything on him, which you'd be surprised, sometimes hard to do. He has everything he needs, to my knowledge. It's a statue, but it's clean, it's serviceable, I assume everything works. So, physically, this guy, if I see him, he looks like a leader to me. He knows all the right regulations, he's doing everything right physically. So when he asks me to do something, he tells me to put my chin strap on. All right, got it. I'm going to do it. You're doing it. What if he had his chin strap unloosened and he said, hey, tighten your chin strap up. I bet yours isn't tightened, right? But more importantly, let's look at what he's actually doing. So let's just analyze Iron Mike's stance for a second. He's yelling over his shoulder. So what does that imply to you? and imply that, all of his soldiers are behind him. All of them are behind him. He's yelling at him. I guarantee you I know what he's saying. I guarantee you he's saying, follow me. Secondly, he's moving forward, right? He's running towards whatever danger is out there. And he's motioning for all those guys behind him to follow me, to come with him. No one's in front of this guy. This guy's going first. He's the first one out of the hole, the first one over the top, however you want to visualize it. He's going into the danger first, and he is saying, follow me. And as he's doing that, he is embodying the standard of what a leader should be. So much meaning inside of this statue. You know, he's saying, dress like me, prepare like me, remain disciplined like me, and there's a good chance you can survive. At least you can accomplish the duty that you're trying to fulfill. If you'll just be like me and follow me, I'm doing it so you can do it. Follow me. It's leadership 101, right? I'm the standard. I'm the example. I'm going to motivate you. I'm going to provide you purpose. I'm going to provide you a direction. You know, maybe he would say to those under his charge, hey, the fear that you're feeling right now, the fear, I conquered that fear first, you know. I was the first one out of the hole. Maybe I've done it before. I'll go in the front, though. I conquered that fear, and you can too. The bullets headed our way, I got it. I ran through them first. You have no excuse. Let's go. Come on. And the death that you may see around you, I experienced that first. It'll be okay. We'll make it through it. Just follow me. You can do it. I'll lead you. I'll lead the way. So you know exactly where I'm going, I think. This picture speaks for itself. But I think that Jesus carried his own cross so he could say that right there before it happened. I think that's why he carried his own cross. So that he could say, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and do what? Follow me. How awesome is that? Because he already did it. He did it first. So what excuse do we have? He leads from the front. Today, he still does. He did it, so we can do it too. You know, think about this for a second. You will not step on any ground that Jesus Christ has not already stepped on this earth. What I mean by that is a physical struggle, an emotional struggle, a spiritual struggle. Christ already went before you. He already did it. And he's still with you now. He knew the struggles that we would face. And he chose to go through it all. But not only that, he chose to conquer it. Something we can't do on our own. He conquered it, and he did it all to be an example. So similar to what, you know, Iron Mike may have said to his guys, the fear that we have in life, Jesus knows it, and he overcame it. He overcame it. The doubt that you have, Jesus also experienced that, but he overcame it. The emotional minefield of life that we have to walk through, Jesus plowed through that minefield first in front of us and cleared a path for us. And the spiritual war that Satan wages against us every single day, Jesus already fought it, and he already won it for us. And all we have to do is follow him. Are you afraid of dying? I'm sure the soldiers following Iron Mike, I'm sure they were afraid of dying. Are you afraid of dying? Well, Jesus already died, but guess what? He overcame it. He won. He beat it. He died to himself. Also, he asks us to die for ourselves too. And we can do it because he did it first. So once again, why did Jesus carry his cross? I think it was as an example. So he could say, follow me. So what do we do with it? What do we need to think about as we're approaching the table this morning? I'm just going to read this to you. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. So what do we do? I said, so what do we do? What's the action? Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence. The table of grace, the throne of grace, approach it with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So my message is very simple. He did it, so we can too. If Jesus says, follow me, and he does, our response should be very simple. Lead the way.